strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 3rd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Chantel. How are you doing, Chantel?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to talk more Big Brother live feeds. These house guests don't let us sleep. And you know what? I'm here for it.
Yes, tired indeed. Well, we are here, of course, here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 27 in the house, and what a day! Not much going on though.
I mean, I'm just like, what you're talking about it on one of your updates or like on the roundtable. I'm not sure what you're talking about it on, but you're just saying how they don't show anything in the actual television show. And it's so true. It's so watered down. Like the story doesn't like make any sense. I wish that they would help me, you know, see their perspective of what's really going on in the house. I think that that would be really interesting if we saw how the editors really looked at some of the other kind of plot twists and the other story angles that they could be going down. So I'm loving covering it myself, but I would like to see a little bit more for the casual fans, because I have friends being like, oh, it's such a boring season. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? It's not a boring season at all. It's probably the most entertaining I've seen in the last like 10 years. So something's up.
Yeah, it would. I mean, it would be nice. It would be nice if the episodes could reflect like the what we're getting.
Like 20%.
Yeah. It's good stuff. It is it's stuff that is more complicated than I think the show is used to doing, but you know, just get it together, guys.
It would be so fun if I watched the episode and be like, oh my God, they really told that story. Oh my God, I'm so excited to see how they laid that out. Like, I just wish that the casuals could understand how much fun we're having watching these live feeds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, could you imagine a week of the episodes where, you know, next week as they're, you know, potentially targeting Sarah Beth, and instead of it being like, well, she pushed too hard to get Hannah out, it was like, no, she's too close to Kylan, and there's been a thing between Kylan and Tiffany wants Kylan to herself, but now she doesn't even want Kylan anymore at all because he spent too much time with Sarah Beth. That's what's happening.
I know the drama of it all. There's so much drama really happening. And it's like everybody's waiting to see who's going to strike first. And, you know, people are making all these plans, especially like the kings. They kind of really feel like they know what's going on. And they're like, oh, you do this and you'll do that. And they kind of know the lay of the land. But they actually don't know that everybody's just waiting for them to not win any power, just to go and like attack. So I love it.
All right. Well, let's talk about the day here. We started the day with an interesting interaction between Kylan and Tiffany that really, I think, shows just how far their relationship has deteriorated over the last week, really. Kylan has been running through with some allies the idea that, oh, what if it's like a knockout competition or an elimination competition? Who are the people that we should target first? And, you know, if it's questions, you know, we should be studying, we should be, you know, catching up on, you know, what we need to know. And so he says, like, I think I've got days down, but I need help with the competition names. Can you help Tiffany study with me for that. And she's like, why don't you ask someone else? Well, what do you mean? Like who? Ask Sarah Beth. Why don't you do that? And she walks away.
I mean, I think that his relationship with Sarah Beth has been a big problem for Tiffany, especially since, you know, she felt as though to keep the cookout intact, she was going to maybe have to sacrifice Claire and he would have to maybe sacrifice Sarah Beth. And so I think the fact that now she doesn't have to worry about that angle, she just kind of wants to sacrifice Sarah Beth. And I think that also, though, she started to see Kylan in a different light. He's probably not communicating with her as much as she he used to. I'm not really sure though why she's completely flipped, because I thought that she wanted to have Kylan to herself, but it seems like she's more irritated that he has a stronger connection with Sarah Beth.
Yeah, I mean, I think that from the moment she learned about Sarah Beth and how close she was with Kylan, she has been, she initially considered just entirely flipping on Kylan, decided like, no, I'm going to try to make this work. But then all week long, he's been cuddling up with Sarah Beth. She's moving on. She's she may go back to Kylan later once Sarah Beth is gone. But right now, it's like, all right, you've got your girl. Go to her.
She a woman scorned. She gonna come and like attack back, because you know Sarah Beth is a lot on a lot of people's like Hannah is somebody that's might be going for Sarah Beth, and so she's gonna get Kylan back. So I wouldn't be surprised if she switched it around, you know, next week if Sarah Beth is either gone or on the block, and maybe she's able to reel Kylan back in. But Kylan doesn't even recognize that things are going a little bit south here. I hope he figures it out.
Yeah. Now, to provide a little bit of context here, first of all, she does explain later, like you've got the smartest person in the house working with you, Kylan. Why don't you study with her? But also, there's been talk throughout the day, and I'm sure that and Tiffany helps spread this as well. But talk throughout the day that Kylan has been playing it up lately I just don't remember days. What's going on? I'm so bad at this. Multiple conversations throughout the day with Alyssa, with Tiffany, with Derek, about them feeling like they're catching Kylan, pretend to not know things. Like he came in on day one saying he was great at these things. And now he's like, oh yeah, that was on day three, right? Like, we know, you know, it's day four, Kylan. Are you testing us? What is happening? And Derek is going to tell a story about how, like out of the blue, like they were playing, pool or something. And Kylan just like randomly was like, how old is your brother again? He's like 7 years older than me. And what year was he? That means, and you were born in when? 97. So he was born like 89. Like, no, 97 minus 7 is 90. He's like, what? Like, tell me again what you're, oh man, I'm just so bad at birthday dates. And he's like, what? Like, what are you doing here, Kylan?
Yeah, I definitely, when I was listening to that conversation, I was kind of like, I'm trying to figure out if Kylan, maybe he's just having brain fog and like, you know, I can understand being in that house and like just not being, having anything concrete to be able to like stabilize yourself and be like to understand like what's going on, like as a reference point in the world. But it's looking so sketchy because Derek X is saying something about it. Claire is saying something about it. And the other people that you've mentioned, I'm just wondering if it's his gameplay or not. It's confusing me because I know people want to play down if they're super smart or whatnot, but completely lying about information that you know or easy math to do, it just looks really shady. And I don't think that that's what, like the vibe that he wants people to take from him.
Mm. I don't know that he's doing it intentionally necessarily, but the focus is on him right now, and whatever. I mean, he has talked about playing himself down before, and so people are definitely looking out for it. I mean, the problem is that either he is doing it intentionally, and that's a mistake because people are seeing through it because he already told them he's really smart, or he told them he's really smart and now he's underperforming legitimately, and it makes it look like he's doing it on purpose.
I can't tell which one it is because he does seem sincere and he doesn't, I know people are saying that he's the smartest guy in the house. He's so smart. He doesn't come across as that smart in that kind of way where he would go out of his way to lie about certain things. It seems like he's being genuine. But I hope that he's being genuine and it's just a mistake because it's not good gameplay in my opinion.
Mm. Christian is going to not use the power of veto, and that's about all we need to talk about with regards to Whitney and the vote this week. Tiffany is going to talk to Hannah, and she's going to go into more detail about how when Sarah Beth was pushing for Hannah to be the target, she feels like like Tiffany feels like she was pushing to defend Hannah, and that Sarah Beth was like looking right at her and like she knew that, like, oh, what are you doing? And she was like, whoa, just like, you know, more propping herself up to be sort of like the defender of Hannah here and make sure that we're going after Sarah Beth. And you know, once again, that is the goal.
Well, and with this conversation, they're sitting in the bedroom and then Sarah Beth does come into the room and they switch conversations, obviously, to, like, you know, Tiffany's tattoos and all this stuff. But I've really found that they were alienating, or Tiffany was alienating a little bit Sarah Beth from the conversation. She's pretty much making only eye contact with Hannah. And I was like, well, this is could be a mistake, because if I'm noticing that there's kind of like, you're not really including her in this conversation, Sarah Beth being in that room on that bed would probably feel the same way. And so I kind of was looking at the rest of the day, seeing how people were interacting with Sarah Beth. And it seems like she's kind of on the outside. And so I would be feeling it if I were here, her, and especially with Tiffany. Tiffany's kind of giving her the cold shoulder and it's not subtle.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't seem to recognize it yet. She pushed for Hannah so hard in front of so many people, and a lot of those people she recognizes pushed back and feel like they have Hannah, and yet she hasn't seemed to make the connection yet that perhaps one of them told Hannah and like might really be, you know, this could be very bad for you. But yeah.
Well, and with that, it's kind of like, you know, I think that everybody's really feels so strongly about the royal flush that they think that their secrets are safe within those walls, and they're not, especially with Tiffany and Hannah.
Mm. So they consider, like, who can we put up next to Sarah Beth to make sure she goes home? Tiffany's not sure she can see anybody that guarantees Sarah Beth goes home, apart from perhaps Kai himself, which, oh boy.
I'm starting to get to the point where I really don't want to see anybody go home, but like, I just heart fluttered when I heard that. I'm like, oh, no, not yet. No. But like, it would be interesting to see him on the block and see what he does. And he does have the numbers, I think. And so it makes sense, but do they really want to lose that ally from right now? I know that they've been kind of like debating whether or not it's too early or if it's the time to, you know, just tip their hand to Kylan.
Mm. So Brittany and Oz are going to talk about how much they don't want to go after Christian next week. They feel like this guy, he's barely talked any game all week long. He probably knows that everyone was gunning for him and he's just holed up in his HOH, but he did us a solid and, you know, we're not going to go after him next week.
I was just a little bit like, I don't know if that's the best idea, because you've already recognized that he wins a lot of things. And I don't know if this was before or after, but Azza thanks him so much for like not putting her up on the block. And it's just kind of like, okay, fine that you maybe made some headway with your relationship, but he's really dangerous competitively. And if you don't talk game with him, he has to be talking game with somebody else that's not you. And that means that you are going to be at least on the periphery of people that he could potentially nominate if he gets more power. So I think it would be the exact opposite, like as rationale as to why I would probably go for Christian, because I don't talk game.
No, if he's not talking game with them, then he must not be talking any game. That's how it works. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not talking game. So he's not talking game. Absolutely not.
Easy. Azza did kind of, she had a talk with Christian. She mentions it in this conversation where he, you know, he's asking her about like how she'll feel about the team's ending. And it was so telling to Azza's perspective on the game that her reaction was like, no, I don't want the teams to end. I can't even imagine this game without teams. Like everybody playing for themselves? No.
I mean, I'm very excited for that fact because, you know, she was really comfortable with defending Brittany. And I'm wondering if she will have that same chutzpah when she's defending her own game, now that she doesn't have the teams to, you know, really outwardly defend and keep intact. And so I am curious to see how she's going to, you know, fall into this new world of, you know, playing for herself for $750,000.
Mm-hmm. So Christian and Alyssa are going to talk a bit. This is the classic, very classic showmance in the HOH. Feels like they're playing the house. This could have been a conversation ripped from any showmance. Jed and Beth, Jackson and Holly, like, you know, anytime they win HOH, they feel like they're dividing and conquering. They're like, we're good. We're good. We've put ourselves in a good position. But there's a slight difference here in that usually it goes, we're so good. We shouldn't even win the next HOH, which they say. But then Alyssa goes, but I should still try to win the HOH. It's better to still try to win. I was like, okay, there you go. At least because usually they still end up trying anyway. But at least you recognize that you shouldn't say that you should throw the HOH because that just makes you sound dumb.
Well, just no, don't. They're not as comfortable as they think they are. And one thing that Alyssa's been doing the entire day, which I think is good, but I think that it's because she thinks she's really, really smart, is she's been kind of planting how she thinks things are going to work out after the teams are dissolved. You know, she's like, I don't think that anybody is going to want to, you know, vote necessarily for their teammate in the end. Like, I think that we're all smarter game players than that. Wink, wink. And there's one other thing that she said, but I can't think off the top of my head. And I was like, she's really grooming these house guests to be playing the game like she wants them to. But I think that they're only really listening to this because she's in power right now. I think that next week. Oh, the other one was that the Royal Flush, they would never take a shot at us right now. It's too early to take a shot. And like, you know, we're all such strong competitors. We might as well just, you know, go for the Jokers or whatever, and like leave the Royal Flush intact at least for next week. And I'm thinking, I'm like, they're all coming for you. Like, it's not true. It's not true. But I think it's because she has the power this week that she feels very confident in those words.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I do want to be fair to them. They have done Alyssa in particular a good job of setting themselves up. They are not a primary target for really anyone. They are a backup target for many people, but they're doing all right here. They're doing all right. Their target would be Azza. Azza, who is so grateful that the Jokers were left alone this week and would not take a shot at them, would be their target moving into next week. That's what Alyssa would do if she won the HOH.
Probably because they don't talk game, which is really, really funny.
So Hannah and Big D are going to talk a little bit. Hannah's just trying to work on Big D, make sure he's on board with targeting Sarah Beth. Says that Sarah Beth makes her nervous and is dangerous in this game. Big D is going to say again that he doesn't think that Kylan will be upset if they do target Sarah Beth. But Hannah disagrees. This is funny because, Big D's like, what? We made a promise to the cookout. Why would we ever get upset about, targeting allies, as though he wasn't pissed about the whole Brittany on the block situation the other week.
I can't really take Derek F seriously in any conversations. Most of what I saw him do yesterday was just complain about how tired he was. And I was just like, okay, hopefully maybe he will get some power, and we'll see what he actually does with it, because I do want to see some new Big D energy.
All right. Well, Tiffany talks to the cameras. She says that she's been trying to choose people in this game that that have strengths that she doesn't have, that like they know things that she doesn't know, or they have like attributes that that she doesn't have. Having been playing with her now, she would love to sit in the final two with Hannah. She's very impressed with Hannah and really would love to go to the final two with her. This is a shift from how she was speaking about Kylan just last week. Kylan was her final two. That has now shifted to Hannah. She has really been taking Hannah under her wing and trying to guide her through this game in the same way that she has done with Derek X, and in the same way that she was partnered up with Kylan. She is now primarily working with Hannah, but we'll see how long that lasts.
I mean, I love their partnership, alliance, the conversations that they have. I think one of the reasons why, like, she likes her, so like, I'm not denying that at all. But I think one of the reasons why she wants to work with Hannah over Kylan, I think she feels that she has a little more of control of how Hannah operates in the game. And she wouldn't be surprised maybe by any move that Hannah made, or, you know, that Hannah might take her out. And I don't think she has that same security with her relationship with Kylan, because Kylan's too well insulated with all these other people that, like, he might allow Tiffany to be taken out. And I don't think that Hannah would ever allow that to happen. So I think she just feels more confident in going to the end with Hannah because she trusts her more, basically.
Mm-hmm. So Tiffany's going to talk with Hannah again, and they talk about sort of the struggle of playing for the cookout, and hoping that the other players will understand and be friends with them afterward, because they feel bad sometimes. And Tiffany makes a comment that I'm curious about, because this could go a lot of different ways, but Tiffany says, anyway, basically anybody outside of the cookout, if they make it to the end, they deserve to win. This is an interesting sort of thing for her to say, because this is very much the sort of the Derek move with Victoria. If anybody takes Victoria, we're voting for Victoria. Tiffany may genuinely believe this, which maybe means that she's not a locked in vote for somebody in the cookout next to a person who's not in the cookout, because she'd be so impressed with their game. Or maybe it just is a throwaway comment. Maybe she still would vote for somebody in the cookout, but just in general, they would probably deserve it even if they don't win. Or this could be a Derek like tactic where she is going to say, okay, in order to keep the cookout from taking an easy win, I can say that we will vote for a non-cookout member if they make it there, because surely they would deserve it. My instinct is that it's mostly a throwaway comment, but it's something to watch out for here moving forward.
Yeah, and I think that she's saying it because I think that she wants to feel confident that Tiffany's not coming over, or Hannah doesn't believe that Tiffany's coming for Derek X. And I think that it's just to keep her, like, not going to tell maybe Derek X everything that's going on, that maybe Derek X will get wind of it and then make an alternate plan and might ruin the cookout getting far. So I think she's just doing it maybe to tame Hannah a little bit and allow them to get to get the cookout a lot further. And whether or not she, you know, follows through with keeping Derek X in the game or not, I think it's just Hannah, you know, settled about it.
Mm-hmm. Derek's going to talk with Tiffany and Hannah as well. He thinks that they should talk to Kylan about the Sarah Beth situation. He doesn't want to blindside Kylan with any sort of like, oh, we're targeting Sarah Beth all of a sudden. Sorry. He doesn't want to lose Kylan's trust. But Tiffany doesn't agree. She doesn't think that he should get any kind of warning, because he doesn't want him or Sarah Beth to try to win the HOH. So Derek also does not think that Kylan should end up on the block next to Sarah Beth. He feels like that is not good. Kylan shouldn't be up on the block. That's not what they should be doing. So they talk about, okay, who would we put up on the block next to Sarah Beth? Brittany comes up as the primary option, which I'm sure she would love. She would be the backup target if Sarah Beth were to come down. So that would probably be the option. And Tiffany basically says, you know, with regards to Derek's concerns regarding Kylan's and, you know, him being upset or losing trust, where else is he going to go? He's got no choice but to work with us after. Like, he doesn't have anywhere else to go. So, you know, we don't need to be that concerned.
And I think that Tiffany got through to Derek, because later on, Hannah asks him, you know, how are you feeling about the Sarah Beth situation and Kylan? And he said that he's actually fine with it. So whatever Tiffany said, either he's lying to Hannah, which doesn't really make any sense. It really made him be like, you know what? You're right. Like, Kylan may be mad today, but like, he's just still going to have to work with us. But Derek did say, though, that he wants people to want to work with him, not feel like they're forced to work with him. So that might be another thought as well.
Mm-hmm. But I like hearing this from Tiffany, because I feel like not enough people play that way. Like, especially in this house, they've all been like, I don't want to piss people off. I don't want to do so and so. But like, it's good to recognize that sometimes you can just look at what are the incentives for this player, Vanessa style, and say, I can piss them off, but if it makes no sense for them to still not work with me, then they will still have to work with me. And you know, that's not the end all be all, but it's good to be looking at that sort of thing.
I also wonder though with Tiffany, if like she would actually do these moves herself. I know she says them and she tells these some to other people and she plants a lot of seeds as to like strategy and why people should do things. I'm really curious if she would actually pull some of these triggers, because that like I really want to see a Tiffany head of household now, because like, is she going to put Kylan on the block next to Sarah Beth? Like she says she's going to. Like, is that going to be what's happening? Like, she needs to win head of household.
I think she would go for whatever move she thought was best. I think it would probably be Brittany. But if she felt like she needed to do Kylan, I think she would. And she'd have some sort of explanation for him. And if he disagreed, she'd be like, no, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, the cookout's got you.
Yeah. Christian, Alyssa, Tiffany, and Claire are going to come together as their four. This is a four that has been created by primarily Alyssa. They talk about, Alyssa basically says that she is going to be, hey, we should be loyal to the royal flush. We should essentially be going after the jokers next week, because that's obviously what Alyssa intends to do. This is not really what Tiffany wants to hear from Alyssa. She wants to hear that Alyssa is willing to take the shot at Sarah Beth, or at the very least be okay with the shot being taken at Sarah Beth. She's feeling like she doesn't want Alyssa to win. She's worried that Alyssa could go after Hannah. If Alyssa goes after the jokers, fine, but it's not Sarah Beth. This is not what she's looking for.
Why do you think Tiffany thinks that Alyssa would be okay with Sarah Beth leaving right now? Like, they're doing everything that they can to keep the Kings, whether they're officially a team or not, intact, because obviously four is better than three or two or one. It definitely doesn't really make any sense as to why she thinks it's too early. Like, and that's what Alyssa Pease has been saying. It's like, no, we got to just take these easy shots while we have the numbers. We can be bold in these, you know, easy shots that we're taking. And then when we get to the nine or the eight, that's when we can start taking shots at each other. So this is what Alyssa keeps on been saying over and over to multiple people. So I'm very surprised that, Tiffany still thinks that Sarah Beth is an option for Alyssa.
Yeah, I mean, she has done some preliminary work and some like testing of the waters with Christian and Alyssa with about Sarah Beth. And they have indicated that, like, hey, if the shot gets taken at Sarah Beth, so be it. So I think because of that, she feels like she can make it work. I think they will definitely not be pleased with the timing of it as early as next week. On the other hand, what else are they going to do? Similar to, like, where else are they going to go at that point? I think that, it's the sort of the idea is, hey, we are loyal to you. You are clearly the bigger target. The fact that we're going after Sarah Beth and not you is because we're loyal to you. If we were really betraying the alliance, we would be taking the shot at you guys. It would definitely be interesting to see how this was handled, if that is the direction they went.
I mean, it's every week when I talk to you, I'm always like, I can't wait till the head of household. I need to see who's going to win head of household. I want to see if they're going to follow through with any of these plans, if they're going to take the easy route or not. So I want to see it. I want to see Tiffany take the shot at Sarah Beth. I guess it probably would be 2 weeks if she's going to do Brittany first. But like, I want to see that happen. Mm-hmm. I want to see her get herself out of that mess.
Hannah does float the idea to Kylan, that basically while Christian and Alyssa need to be broken up, she says, I am also concerned with Brittany and Sarah Beth. They seem to want to target me. That is something that concerns me. Kylan does, try to, I can understand that. Kylan is going to try to do some light damage control for Sarah Beth. Most of the time that she's brought up. But he doesn't, I think, quite recognize how much danger she's in, hasn't been able to, you know, to dissuade the target here off of her back. So this is, I think, Hannah just kind of, you know, priming Kylan for this whole situation.
Yeah, we're thinking of if it's going to be, we know that it's going to be an endurance competition this week. And I guess like Alyssa would most likely be the person that's going to win. But Hannah, I forgot about Hannah when I was thinking about potential likely people to win an endurance competition. So a Hannah HOH, we wanted it last week. I think we want that again as well, because, you know, Sarah Beth knew that Hannah was coming for her, but I don't think Hannah was coming for Sarah Beth before Sarah Beth was gunning for Hannah. And that would be a nice little outcome as well.
It would probably be the cleanest outcome because nobody would be able to blame Hannah for targeting Sarah Beth, and you know, it would go very smooth. There would be no damage control that needed to be done at that point. Or at least very little of it. So I think that, you know, if you're looking for drama, it's not necessarily the best outcome.
But I want to see her with some power, because, you know, we were talking, I think it was last week, about how Hannah didn't even realize that she was in any danger. And now she's in some danger. So I want to see her start to carve out her future in the game. And so I do want to see Hannah with some power. But you're right. If we want some messy feeds, she's not it. Ew.
All right. Well, Tiffany's also going to talk to Azza about, again, about the cookout, about Claire in particular, that she's worried that Claire is going to figure them out. Claire is so smart. And also, Tiff hates lying to her. She can barely look her in the eye. And she says, like, for my own sanity, it's better that Claire leaves sooner rather than later, because I hate lying to her, and she's going to figure us out.
I mean, I was so happy when Claire won the wildcard competition, because I was like, okay, at least Tiffany doesn't have to figure out ways to keep Claire in the game and like not have people target her. And now, like, and it's great. So she's going to be there till jury. Awesome. And now she wants to target her again because she's lying to her about the cookout. Like, no, I want Claire and Tiffany still in the game together. And I think that Tiffany would actually miss Claire a lot. They do a lot of strategizing and a lot of game talk that she doesn't do with other people. They bounce a lot of ideas back and forth with each other. I think that Claire is the sounding board that Tiffany needs so that her head doesn't actually explode. She already thinks a lot, and I think Claire really helps her get her thoughts straight. So I don't think it's a great plan for her to want to have Claire out. I hope it's not true.
I mean, it's worth noting, you know, she's talking to Azza here, but this is something that she has talked about in general with a lot of different people. She hasn't really said it to the cameras, though. She hasn't said that she wants Claire out to the cameras. So that makes me wonder how much she actually means it, because it's one thing to say, yeah, I'm willing to let Claire go. She's certainly not going to be targeting Claire anytime soon. I think she's, I imagine, not going to be, you know, going on a campaign against Claire in the same way that she is Sarah Beth. It shouldn't be too much of a surprise that, you know, her whole plan involved bringing Sarah Beth to jury, and then Claire can go, Sarah Beth can go in whatever order. But all of a sudden, Sarah Beth is now a target pre-jury. I wouldn't be surprised if Claire is fine for a little while. And I also agree. I think that it would be a very bad move for Tiffany to cut Claire too early. I don't know if she realizes how much value Claire brings her, in terms of like the information that Claire can help bring, just the overall legitimacy that Claire brings to Tiffany's, sort of position in the game, because Claire is seen as a potential competition threat, but not a big competition threat. And so the duo of them is like the perfect combination perception wise to the house. And if Claire isn't there, that could change. So, We'll see where that goes, but definitely worth looking at here, as Tiffany is certainly not loyal to Claire by any means.
Well, okay, I just had a little thought. What if, though, she's just saying this, that maybe Azza would loosely spread it around to other people so that it doesn't look as though she's super loyal to Claire? Because we see how, you know, if people look like a duo, or, you know, to split those two apart, like, we can't have them together, like, they're too close, it makes them a target. So if she's like, well, I'm willing to have her leave, you know, she's not really great for my game, even though she's very great for your game. Maybe she's just planting that seed so that maybe they don't look as close.
It's certainly possible. It's certainly possible. So we're going to sort of like take a break for a little while for a court case in the Big Brother house.
I didn't understand what was happening. I was fast forwarding. I'm sorry if there was really important information in there about a hat, about Tiffany was on trial, somebody's peanut. Like, I don't know what happened there. But if you could lighten me.
So I believe the sequence of events here is that Xavier lost his bucket hat.
Is this true?
These alleged events that occurred, that Xavier lost his bucket hat. He enlisted people to help him find it, eventually found it in his own closet, and decided out of embarrassment to go plant it in Tiffany's, drawers, to frame her for stealing the bucket hat. And thus, a court case needed to be had.
I mean, I appreciate the going full effort with it. And I believe it was Sarah Beth and somebody were like clutching their hands because of like it was so dramatic. So it was funny that they had something to do. It was kind of like a skit. I was just so confused. I was like, is this like another version of Mafia that I'd never seen before? Like, are they playing a game? Like, did she really take it? Why is she saying that she's being framed? I was just very confused. So thank you for clearing that up for me. It was something true that happened that they made into a drama.
Yes. So post court case, Christian and Alyssa are going to talk a bit about how they really feel like Xavier should be their fifth in the four with Tiffany and Claire. They really like Xavier. They really feel like he's the perfect fit to be number five in their alliance. They've been thinking about it. They've been talking with Tiffany and Claire about it. And Xavier's the one they want to go with. So they, Alyssa goes to Tiffany and says we really want X. Tiffany thinks it's a great idea. They go to Claire. They say the same thing. And, they've basically come to the decision now. Like, Xavier's going to be their number five.
I like it. But then I also liked how Alyssa, I'm not sure what time of day it was, talks about how they were, both of them, her and Christian, talk about how they're in so many alliances that they can't actually keep them straight. And so this is good to cover them a little bit. We do know that Tiffany doesn't want to necessarily come after Christian anytime soon because he's a bit of a shield and they do have this foursome. So I think it's smart for them to bring in Xavier so that they don't have to, you know, lie to them about this alliance that they have with Tiffany. But I just think that they might be getting a little bit messy with the amount of alliances they have. I think they have like 10. It's quite a few.
Yeah, you know, you got to have as many alliances as possible. That's Kylan's problem, is he hasn't been maintaining them. Hannah and Derek are going to talk about who they trust. Derek says he trusts Tiffany, Claire, and Kylan the most, outside of Hannah, of course. You know, maybe kind of trusts Christian and Alyssa. They're going to have a conversation with Christian and Alyssa out by the pool table where they really lock in their truce, so to speak. It was very like Alyssa has not done a great job with Hannah, at least, about like making Hannah and Derek feel like they're really solid with them. Alyssa's like Hannah went to Alyssa and was like, should we get together and talk? She's like, I mean, if you guys want to. And she was like, well, Christian wanted to. Oh, yeah. Okay, fine then. And so then they do get together and talk. And Alyssa's kind of just like, yeah, I mean, I don't really know what more is to be said at this point. But yeah, you know, we're two duos, look out for each other. Next couple weeks, we're going to be good. So, all right. So Hannah, I think, correctly deducts they're not, the Christian and Alyssa are not loyal to us. We are not their primary concern. We don't expect to be consulted on any decisions that they make in the future. This might give us a couple of weeks, and they can continue to be shields for us. This is not something that we should rely on. You know, and she agrees with Derek that, you know, there are other people that they trust more.
Yeah, two, it kind of goes to my point with them having too many alliances. They're probably like, okay, we're in this kind of alliance. If it's going to work out in our favor, we're all in. But if not, they might have to be sacrificed. So I think that that's why she's not like, oh my God, all hands in, let's create a name, like to the end, final four. Like, she's not going that route because she just won't have any targets eventually. And like, what, she only has maybe the Jokers as targets. And so that could disappear. And so I don't think she wants to have to hold up her end of the bargain with another duo.
You can bounce checks in the Big Brother house, guys.
Thanks, James.
So Tiffany and Derek are going to talk. Tiffany proposes that herself, Derek, Hannah, Claire, and Xavier work together as a five. It's essentially the same five as the Alyssa and Christian one, except with Derek and Hannah, which is funny because Derek and Hannah are now, you know, in a truce with Christian and Alyssa, and they're both competing for the duo spot in this current five proposal. Derek, though, I felt did not have a great reaction to this proposal. She names those five people and he kind of is like, and then changes the subject, never really says much about it. Now, Tiffany says when she tells Hannah about this, says that she told him those names, or sorry, she tells Claire about this. She says he told Derek X about those names, and that he really liked it. But that was not the impression that I got from Derek. I think that he, if I had to guess, was upset about the inclusion of Xavier, who I think he has noticed that Tiffany has recently been pushing into a lot of things when prior to this, you know, at the tail end of the prior week, they had been talking about potentially targeting Xavier and taking him out. Derek X is one of the people leading that discussion. Now, all of a sudden, Tiffany's saying like, oh no, Xavier would be down to target Sarah Beth. And he's like, how do you know that? And she's including him in these final five conversations. Like, I don't even have much of a relationship with Xavier. What is it? Where is this coming from? That's, I assume, why he had that reaction. But it did not seem that Tiffany picked up on it.
Yeah, and I think that he could have also had that reaction. It's you know, how is Tiffany talking more game with Xavier now? Has Xavier moved up on her list? Or like, is he on the bottom of this five? And so maybe he's just kind of worried as to his placement and like his positioning with Tiffany if Xavier is now part of the mix. It's like, are we still, I don't know, are we still good, Tiffany? Or are you better with Xavier?
So they go on to talk about Kai playing dumb. This is when he tells the story about his brother and all that. Derek says, Kai's really smart, but he's not a good communicator. And you know, you can be smart, but that doesn't mean that you're good at communicating things. He feels like that's one of Kai's weaknesses in the game. And then they go on to talk more about taking a shot at Sarah Beth. Tiffany then briefly talks to Hannah, who gives her the full rundown on the conversation she just had with Christian and Alyssa. She says, hey, we just called this truce. It's for this. We think it'll last maybe for a couple of weeks. Notably, Derek X did not tell Tiffany about this, but Hannah did because Hannah is, you know, more loyal. And now Tiffany, I imagine, knows that Derek X is probably not telling everything, but that's probably not surprising to her. She sees this as like Tiffany is the one that put Derek X and Hannah into this position. She's the one that encouraged them to make that truce with Christian and Alyssa. And Hannah is the one that is being a little bit more forthcoming about the conversations she's having with Derek and Christian and Alyssa, because I think that Derek trusts Hannah more than he probably should, given her current positioning in the game. But that's sort of the weird sort of dynamic going on there, where Tiffany is really the one that set all this up and is being informed throughout each step.
I wonder if Derek X is starting to overplay, because later on in the day, he talks about being a little bit bored and that he wants things there to be some twist on Thursday and to shake up the house. And he's like, you know, everything's coming too predictable. And so I wonder if he's starting to look for like, oh, maybe there's something happening here. Like he like wanting to play more, wanting to make more things happen. And Big Brother, you know, that does happen, but sometimes you really have to lay low for a long time and like wait for the moment to strike. So he could just be getting antsy and maybe looking for problems that aren't actually there.
I disagree. I think he needs to do something, which is probably why he's hoping for a shakeup, because he's not in a great position until, I mean, like, basically he started at the bottom. He's been working his way up. Yeah. And if he stops now, then, you know, he's still not made it to the top. Right. I think that especially in this house where everyone is playing so hard, I think Kylan is the perfect example of somebody who is working. All right. Tiffany told me that people are looking at me. I'm working too hard. I'm playing too hard. Let me take a break. Let me step back for a second. And he stepped back for, you know, really only like 4 or 5 days now at this time. And his entire game is crumbling around him because he's not maintaining it. I think that Derek X has been doing a pretty good job so far. He really started from a bad position, but he's worked his way up. But he also, like, unfortunately, because he's not in a power position, he's losing Whitney this week, which is a really, really bad loss for him. Whitney was very loyal to Derek X prior to being nominated, so much so that she was like, I'd rather go home than Derek X go home. And she would have been a perfect shield and weapon that he could have used to build his own army. But now that's being cut out from under him before it can even start. And so he has to look elsewhere. Once again, he's attached to Hannah, but Hannah is more loyal to Tiffany. He tries with Kylan, but Kylan is also more loyal to the cookout and Tiffany and Sarah Beth. And so it's really difficult for him to find any kind of in here. And I think he needs to keep trying as much as he can.
All right, I see your point here. Fair. I'm just worried that when these big twists comes, it doesn't necessarily benefit your game. And so what he was wishing for might not be the result that he gains from having something shaken up. But I see your point with him wanting to find his footholds and be able to really position himself a little bit better. So, all right, I'll take it.
Okay. Tiffany and Claire talk. I already sort of explained that conversation. Tiffany talks with Xavier and Hannah and proposes that, you know, within the cookout, Hannah and Xavier, and herself can kind of be that core, you know, within the cookout. And then I imagine she proposes to add Claire and Derek X to that mix as well. As extra numbers for them, she says, look, I love Kai, but he's got a lot going on. Which is, I think, the perfect representation of what I try to talk about when we talk about overplaying, which is that when Kai was overplaying, he was in a great spot and there was the danger that he'd get found out because he was overplaying. But now that he has been like lying low, taking a step back, everyone thinks he's overplaying and everyone feels like they caught on to him. He's got so much going on. He has so much less going on right now, but because he's got so much less going on, people are free to go, he's got so much going on. And so he is being excluded from even the cookout core at this moment, which is not great for him. We will have to see if he's able to work his way back in. We know that Kai is a very talented player. But as of right now, his connection to Sarah Beth seems to be dragging him down, even though she is certainly an asset to his game in a more theoretical sense.
Yeah, I'm curious as to what Kylan's really thinking. I haven't really seen him do any camera talks. I want to know if he's notices anything that's going on around him. That's what I think is very interesting about this season, is that there's so much gameplay being played all the time. And so I'm just wondering why Kylan kind of, you know, he's laying low, but doesn't he feel that the house is different and it's shifted and that like people are acting a little bit differently? I thought that he's quite perceptive, generally speaking. So I would hope that he would maybe, you know, tell us what he's thinking. I want to know. I do.
So Derek is going to talk to Kylan for a while. And this is the first time that they've come back together in a little while, and really talked game. Derek basically wants to know, how do we proceed with the Kings? And this is, I think, what Derek was, you know, he talked to Tiffany and Hannah. He was like, I want to talk to Kylan about this. He is trying to dip his toes in the water of targeting Sarah Beth here with Kylan. And he starts with, what do we do about the Kings and the Royal Flush? And they go over with some glasses, 'cause they don't have the chessboard. Okay, which king should we take a shot at? Kylan is trying to be like, okay, if you take a shot at, you know, at Xavier, then you've got Christian and Alyssa still together, pissed off at you. And you've got Sarah Beth, like maybe, if you take a shot at Sarah Beth, you've got, like all three, Christian, Alyssa and Xavier mad at you. If you take a shot at Christian, Alyssa, then Xavier and Sarah Beth probably not mad at you, because I think we can pull Sarah Beth. I think we can pull Xavier. So you only have that one person mad at you. Maybe that's the easiest way to take a shot at the Kings. Obviously trying to encourage, don't take a shot at Sarah Beth or Xavier. But Derek says, I have to ask, I know that Sarah Beth seems to really want Hannah out. And Kylan tries to explain. He says, look, well, yeah, yes, yes. Okay. So I've talked to her about it. The reason she thinks that is because, you know, she sees that everyone else in the Alliance is closer to Hannah than she is. And so what I explained to her that, like, hey, if you're concerned about one person and like everyone else is concerned about like 2 to 4 people, then you can't be pushing your own agenda on the whole group. Like, you need to be playing ball with everyone. And she agreed and she accepts, she conceded. She's now on board. She maybe would only put her hand up as like maybe a pawn, knowing she wouldn't go home. Like, it's not a big deal. It's not, you don't have to worry about it. Are people thinking of targeting Sarah Beth? Is that like, what's going on there? And Derek's like, no, like I wouldn't target her, but you know, she is the only one targeting people. So, you know, but you're right, Kylan. Christian is a bigger comp threat and it would be good to take him out as well. So, you know, this is, you know, they're very sort of, lightly discussing this issue.
It's kind of like they're defending their ladies, their women, you know, secretively. We have Kylan that he has a really good relationship with Sarah Beth, but I find it interesting that he hasn't realized that she's in as much danger as she actually is. And I think that this conversation would have tipped me off, being like, oh, the fact that somebody's name starts to be brought up the week before, you know that it's like they play the game a week in advance. So like, I would be super worried if like anybody mentioned Sarah Beth's name and having a good reason to target them. And so I hopefully he was just playing it off at like, oh, like, yeah, I believe you, Derek. Like, I don't think you're coming for her, but knowing deep down that like maybe she's in a little bit of trouble.
There was one other interesting part of this conversation, which is that, Derek talks about how, you know, like he's like, when you watch season 19, you see that like Paul is running that house, like everyone listens to him. But like, there's nothing like that going on here in this house, I think. And Kylan's like, yeah, probably not. Kylan says, if something like that was happening, it would be Tiffany. And it's like, yeah, probably.
Not completely wrong.
No, not entirely. So then finally, we got some late night Joker talk as well, from Big D, Azza, and Brittany. You know, it's Big D being Big D. He had that conversation with Xavier the day before, where Xavier told him, don't put up Hannah next to Sarah Beth. That's a bad idea. We should put up Alyssa next to Sarah Beth. Apparently that either did not come through for Big D, or maybe he's just lying in front of Brittany, but my guess is that he still just is Big D and he wants to do what he wants to do. He wants to put up Sarah Beth and Hannah. That's his plan for next week. And Brittany is like, what? You would put Hannah on the block 2 weeks in a row? That is literal death. How could anyone do that?
She knows how it feels. Like, she would never do that to Hannah. She's not putting up Hannah next week, no matter what.
He says, well, here's the thing. I just need a girl to go home. And they're like, why?
For Derek F. One thing about the Joker, or at least a little bit about Brittany, I want her to be getting in there and playing the game, but you know, she was like tanning on the floaty for most of the day. And then she came in, she had one conversation with Christian, kind of motivating him to not throw a competition that, like, you know, he already has the label of being a competitive threat. So just like keep that and keep yourself safe because, you know, people might want to come after you if you're open. And so I thought that was decent, you know, advice to give to Christian. But that, and then the conversation with the Jokers is all I really saw her doing game talk the whole day. And I'm wondering, like, how do you expect to get yourself out of the bottom, Brittany, if you're just not talking to more people about more game instead of just being like, don't put me up. I've been up already.
Mm. Now, it's worth noting here that prior to this week, Brittany's targets were Christian and Alyssa, and that that Whitney was really the other target that she was looking at. Now, with Whitney having one foot out the door this week, and she now deciding that she's now deciding that she does not want to target Christian and Alyssa next week because they did her a solid and did not put her up. Who is she going to target? Derek X is the person she's going to target.
The poor guy. Like, what did he do? He's such a nice guy. He's making everybody like breakfast. Like, he doesn't do anything. He's just, I don't know why. Why? Leave him alone.
Yeah. Watch out, Derek X. Brittany's coming for you. That's pretty much the day here on the feed. Chantel, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Well, everybody's been studying, and I'm wondering if they're lying to each other because they're really bad at just counting to seven or, you know, counting the date. I'm just like, wait, is there something more going on with Christian and Alyssa? He's like, you know, you add eight to the first week. And I'm like, wait, why? I don't understand. Why are you making it way more complicated? And Alyssa doesn't get it. And she's counting wrong. And she's like, why not? Why isn't a week 7 days? And it's like, because it starts on day two. Like, I'm like, it doesn't seem like it's that hard to me to be like, okay, the first week is the determining days of like where you multiply by seven from. And I'm like, that just seems easy to me. And I'm like, everybody's like, okay, like maybe we'll do like times it by nine and then at minus 1 day. And I'm like, you guys are making it way more complicated than it needs to be. You need to do your seven timetables. That's pretty much it. And what day things started on and count from there.
Yeah, I mean, the one competition that Christian has tried to win and lost was a quiz competition. And genuinely, I think this is a weakness of his, hearing him study, that he might have an issue with quiz competitions, specifically with like day's stuff. But the thing is, in the modern era of Big Brother, that doesn't matter all that much. There aren't that many of those.
True. But I just didn't understand why they're making it way more difficult. Like if head of household is on day one, then, you know, day eight is going to be the next one. It just didn't seem that hard, and they're making it way more complicated. And even Tiffany and Hannah were talking about it, and Hannah was just kind of like, it's not that hard, and Tiffany couldn't get it. And Tiffany's trying to like see if like Claire's strategy to, which I think was a basic strategy, what Claire was doing, but it became so complicated when Tiffany was trying to explain it back to Hannah, and Hannah's like, wait, no, it's quite easy. And we come to the same number, and it's been humorous. I don't know if Tiffany's lying and just trying to make it look like she's not going to be a threat in that area, but everybody's really bad at studying these days.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I feel like you should just memorize them.
Or that too. That works.
Right?
Well.
Like, I feel like the whole math thing is silly. Like, just, you've got plenty of time in there. Just memorize them. Because if you have to do math in the middle of a quiz competition, you might not have the time to finish your equations, which is why Tiffany's trying so hard. They're trying to, like, get it as quick as possible. Like, they're trying to learn how to do equations fast enough. Like, just memorize them instead. And like, if you're nervous, you might do them wrong. Just remember.
Well, I think maybe though, memorizing it, of course, is, you know, what you want to do. You just memorize day one, day two, three, three, all the way through it so you know them. But maybe it's how they ask the question. So maybe they say, like, sometimes it's like week one, maybe they say fourth competition. And so maybe they're trying to figure out, like, if they say it's the fourth competition, okay, so what math do I do to get there? And so maybe it's just so they can come at it from all angles, depending on how the question is worded.
Yes. I mean, it's definitely useful to know how to figure out things that you might not have memorized, but they're just so focused on this full math thing.
I was just confused. I was watching Alyssa and Christian for a long time, him teaching her how to do it and her not seeming to get it. And I was like, I was confused. I was watching. I'm like, is there something I'm missing? What's the add eight thing? I'm like, what? I couldn't figure out what they were trying to figure out. I was just like, I got the right number, but I don't know how you guys are getting there at all.
Hmm. All right. Well, that's what we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for joining us here. Of course, I will be back tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern for the roundtable, where we will rate these players, update the prices on the Stockwatch. Should be a lot of fun. If you want to fill out the survey for tonight, I will be tweeting it out after this podcast ends. So make sure you go and do that. And of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I go live to talk about the Stockwatch on Thursdays. I also finally just played some Fall Guys last night on Twitch for the first time in a while. So make sure you go and find me there or on, again, Twitter at Armstrong Taren. That's where I'll be tweeting out the survey link after this podcast ends. Chantel, where can people find you?
Well, online, I'm everywhere, but if you go to Instagram at ShanFriendFriend, you have all my links to all my social media stuff. And then on YouTube, my Reality Realness with 3S's channel is where I spend a lot of time talking about Love Island UK and US daily.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys once again for joining us. See you next time.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.